It surprises me, but lots of gardens are open for February for the National Garden Scheme. So here we go again. That said, good luck if you're opening your garden in February, based on the weather forecast we had from our weather guru a little bit earlier on. That said, these will be winter gardens, so they should thrive. Jeff Stonebanks is not our man from Uncle, but our man from the NGS. He's also the Assistant County Organiser of East and West and Mid Sussex, I think, and the media. I've forgotten the job title. How
never
are you?
Mind. It's too much of a mouthful, Joe. Good morning to you both, and a
morning.
Very belated Happy New Year.
And to you.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jim, and a very special happy birthday for you tomorrow. Lovely to talk to you. I've not spoken to you since you were in my garden last July.
Can you believe he's going to be 74 tomorrow? I can.
Well, he doesn't look it.
Oh, no, he doesn't, no. Good
he's
old
there
Jeff.
To see for life, but there you go. Still lots of people remark on how lovely you were, Jim, when you were here for that day. It was magnificent.
You didn't have trouble getting rid of him at the end, Jeff? Because I know
no,
in the past
he
when...
it was a dream to have him.
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless you.
Now,
anyway, Joe,
gardens
can you believe
open.
This is the seventh year
no.
that we've been talking to listeners about National Garden Scheme gardens, but the very first one that we've done in January, talking about our Snowdrop Festival, which is in its fourth year this year, when visitors can see gardens teeming with one of the earliest flowering plants. But yes, based on that weather we've just had, could be all a little bit challenging. Anyway, all the gardens I mentioned today allow children in free and offer refreshments, hopefully lots of hot ones. So let's start the ball rolling in Sussex and hear what the county has to offer. First up is Highdown Gardens on the 3rd of February. In addition to opening between 10 and 4, they'll be offering 5 on-the-hour spring bulb guided tours with their head gardener for £2.50 each, starting at 11 a.m. The gardens were created by Sir Frederick Stern and feature a wide collection of plants, including snowdrops. Entry is a suggested £5 per adult, and the gardens are located at 33 Highdown Rise, Littlehampton Road, Goring-by-Sea. Moving inland to Midhurst is a brand new garden for 2019, Coyne Cottage, Church Road in West Lavington, where snowdrops and hellebores abound in late February, depending, of course, on the vagaries of the British weather. This is a one-acre garden which has been created and developed over the last 9 years. Entry is £4 and it'll open on Saturday, 23rd of February, from 10:30 to 4 p.m. On the February the 10th, Sandhill Farmhouse in Nywood Road, Rogate, opens from 10 to 4 with entry £5. The front garden includes a small woodland area planted with lots of spring flowering bulbs, ferns, and including, obviously, many snowdrops. The rear garden has mirror borders, small decorative vegetable garden, a red border, and a grasses border. Next up, a real favourite amongst listeners is Pembury House in Clayton near Ditchling. Again, depending on the vagaries of the weather, hellebores and snowdrops abound. It's a country garden with winding paths which give a choice of walks through 2 acres of garden. Wellies, Max and Winter Woolies definitely advised. However, the garden is only open by arrangement for the second year, but individuals are recommended to call and book to join the larger groups of up to 30. The garden is taking bookings between the 11th and the 27th of February, weekday mornings only, and here entry will be £9, including refreshments. If anybody would like to go, call Nick or Jane on 01273 842805. That's 01273 842805. Next we have Five Whiteman's Close in Cookfield, another lovely pre-booked only garden to visit for snowdrop and plant lovers, either individually or again in small groups of up to 20. It's a relatively small cottage garden packed full of exciting unusual plants plus a very large snowdrop collection. A plantsman's garden not to miss. If you're interested, please call Shirley on 01444 473 520. That's 01444 473 520 to arrange your visit on either the 15th or the 18th of February. Moving over now to Surrey, the sole snowdrop offering there is Gatton Park on a historic 260-acre estate in the Surrey Hills area of outstanding national beauty. Seasonal highlights in February are obviously the snowdrops and the aconites, and it'll open on February the 10th from 11 to 4, and it's located in Rocky Lane, Reigate, and entry is £5. Finally, across to North East Hampshire, where on Sunday the 10th of February there are 2 offerings. The first is Brandine House, Alsford, opening from 2 to 4 with entry £5. This is a beautiful 5-acre garden with carpets of spring bulbs, especially snowdrops, a large and unusual collection of plants and shrubs giving year-round interest. Also open on the 10th is the Down House, Itchen Abbas, open from 1 to 4 p.m. with entry £5. This is a 3-acre garden laid out in rooms overlooking the Itchen Valley with walks to the river. See snowdrops, aconites and crocus, plus borders of coloured dogwoods, willow stems and white birches. Finally then for today, on Sunday the 24th of February, Chawton House Library in Chawton opens from 11 to 4 with entry £5. Snowdrops are scattered throughout this 14-acre listed landscape garden. Sweeping lawns, a wilderness terrace, fernery and shrubbery walk all surround the Elizabethan manor house. Do remember also that in order to help you plan your visits throughout the year, the National Garden Scheme app lets you search for gardens using your current location or by entering a postcode or town. Opening dates, times, prices, the description and photograph of each garden, along with the information about how to get there, are provided. So do download it to your phones and make use of it this summer. If people want to know more about any of the openings I've mentioned, please call 01483 211 535, that's 211 535, office hours Monday to Friday, or as ever, go to www.ngs.org.uk, that's ngs.org.uk. There you go, Joe, look forward to talking to you, and hope to talk to you next month, and
yes,
have a great day tomorrow, Jim.
Yes, thank you. Should be a national holiday, I think. Thank you, Jeff, so much, and yes, looking forward to having you part of the team through the course of the year. The link at...